This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
When the Supreme Court struck down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act back in June, the fight for same-sex marriage rights moved overnight to the 37 states that currently don't allow gay marriage. The door-to-door ground game is already underway in Oregon, where college students say canvassing is good summer work if they can get it, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The campaign is ramping up, with fundraising and lobbying in the states most likely to pass same-sex marriage soon.
The road to marriage is different in each state.
Thalia Zapatos with the group Freedom to Marry says legislators in Hawaii, New Jersey, and Illinois could pass marriage equality this year. The first state with a ballot measure before voters is Oregon. Next November, voters will decide whether to add same-sex marriage to the state constitution.
The cost of these campaigns probably won't top business-related measures like, you know, what a casino will spend. But you'll get up to the $6 or $8 or potentially $10 million figure.
Campaign funds are already flowing at Oregon United for Marriage's new field office in Portland, where organizers plot out the zip codes they'll hit.
97221, 97202, and each line has a...
About a dozen young staffers head out every afternoon to get ballot signatures.
My name's Charlie. I'm with the Campaign to Win Marriage for Same-Sex Couples.
Sure.
Charlie Duncan has been doing this work ever since he graduated college in the spring. Urban planning student Ina Levin says getting paid a few dollars above minimum wage to do something she believes in anyway is a pretty good deal.
I have volunteered in the past. In this position, I'm a paid canvasser. The freedom to marry is really important to me.
The Oregon Family Council, which opposes same-sex marriage, didn't respond to an interview request. The group is unlikely to raise anything like the millions that same-sex marriage advocates will, but Thalia Zapatos of Freedom to Marry says don't count her opponents out.
I don't think we should underestimate the power and the reach of those church networks that they do activate. Thousands upon thousands of congregants.
All volunteers ready to get out the vote for their side next November. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.